strung the yellow tape across the mouth of the cul-de-sac, which was made by the two rows of individual garages on either side of the street and the entrance of the Hightower apartment complex.
"The landlord," the senior officer replied. "The garage goes with an apartment he's got vacant, so it's supposed to be empty. A couple days ago, he opens it up because he's got to store some furniture and stuff, and he sees the car. Thinks maybe it's somebody visiting one of the other tenants, so he lets it go a few days, but then the car stays put, and so he starts asking his tenants about it. Nobody knows whose it is. So then he calls us, because he starts thinking it might be stolen because of the missing plates. Me and my partner have got the Gestell bulletin on the visor. Once we got here, we put it together pretty fast."
Bosch nodded and stepped closer to the garage. He breathed in deeply through his nose. Marie Gestell had been missing 10 days now. If she was in the trunk, he would smell it. His partner, Jerry Edgar, joined him.
"Anything?"
he asked. "I don't think so."
"Good. I don't like trunk cases. At least we'd have the victim to work with."
It was just banter as Bosch's eyes roamed over the car, looking for anything that would help them. Seeing nothing, he took a pair of latex gloves out of his coat pocket, blew them up like balloons to stretch the rubber, and then pulled them onto his hands. He turned sideways so that he could slide into the garage and get to the driver's door without touching anything.